Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 8, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Planet, Network International to roll DCC solution at ATMs in UAE. Revolut, bottom line team up for real-time payments in UK. Taiwan rolls out mobile payments rewards program. RBC rolls out updated mobile banking suite for businesses. Stripe enables online payments, partners with Paynet, arrives in Malaysia. Wirecard, SES Amegotag partner for in-store mobile payments solution. Middle East, WEX rolls out virtual payments solutions with MasterCard. Affirm launches installments app. Nivora makes capital markets higher. Expensify returns to its roots with commercial card launch. Citi taps Cantox for enhanced corporate FX. Visa supports rollout of Aussie AP service Yak Pay. Comdata visualizes fleet performance metrics with OneLook. DPR and ClearBank team up with an integrated partnership. Caledger teams up with Olenek to standardize MyQuid implementation. Bank of the West partners OpenInvest on personalized investing. Swift and HSBC team on common API standard in Hong Kong. Tesla Software signs Pendleton Community Bank. SMBs enter 2019's final quarter with plate full of concerns. Cannabis cuz financial struggles spread far beyond the POS. Net1 becomes majority shareholder in Bank Frick. Tremor upgrades risk transfer marketplace. Now let's get started. Planet, Network International to roll DCC solution at ATMs in UAE. Planet has partnered with Network International to launch dynamic currency conversion, DCC, functionality at over 1,000 ATMs across the UAE. According to the press release, visitors of the country will have the option of withdrawing cash displayed in their home currency, with over 130 currencies currently available through the service. The service will initially be available only to Visa cardholders. The service is powered by Planet's Pay in Your Currency solution, integrated by digital commerce providers Network International. The solution enables international shoppers to see the amount of their purchase in their home currency at time of sale and on their statement. Revolut, bottom line team up for real-time payments in UK. Bottomline Technologies has announced that Revolut selected its universal aggregator solution to deliver real-time payment services to its UK retail and business customers. According to the press release, Bottomline's universal aggregator presents new financial services organizations with real-time payments connectivity that helps them access UK's faster payments scheme directly, without the need for additional scheme approval, offering the ability to monitor and limit the volume of transactions. Revolut offers a range of digital financial services targeted at young, tech-savvy users. The company's services are currently available in Europe, with a public beta underway in Australia and plans to launch in the US, Singapore, and Japan. Taiwan rolls out mobile payments rewards program. Taiwan's government has teamed up with several mobile payment companies to launch a US$14.24 million nationwide mobile payments rewards program. According to data compiled by the Financial Supervisory Commission, FSC, mobile payment transactions have increased more than threefold from TDW 14.8 billion in 2017 to TDW 47.8 billion in 2018. According to Taipei Times, the companies participating in the program are Taiwan Pay, Line Pay, JKO's Pay, and Pi, and offers payment rewards of 15 to 20% with a maximum of TDW 1000 per account per month. The rewards are redeemable through purchases made with the mobile payment systems at more than 200 shopping districts and stores across the country. RBC rolls out updated mobile banking suite for businesses. Royal Bank of Canada has launched its new mobile banking solutions aimed at addressing the needs of SMEs, from financing to insights. The bank introduced its enhancements to its mobile banking suite, which will help businesses manage their ventures. Among these improvements are a secure payment channel that will simplify the customer follow-up process, and a customizable dashboard that will provide real-time assessments of cash flows. According to bank representatives, the updated solution allows bank clients to manage time-consuming task of analyzing cash flow, getting paid by customers and saving money so they can spend more time with their customers and focus on growing their business. Earlier this year, RBC assured that it is bracing itself for the possible impacts of the current tumult and fluctuations in global trade and stock markets. Stripe enables online payments, partners with PayNet, arrives in Malaysia. Stripe has officially expanded to Malaysia, enabling businesses to accept online payments with no upfront cost and hidden fees. In addition, they have also partnered with PayNet, thus allowing businesses to accept online banking payments via FPX, aiming to offer clearer bank statements, easy refunds, and a system that prevents accidental double charges. Stripe worked closely with the government to ensure its KYC checks are suitable for the Malaysian market. To achieve this, and to allow merchants to accept payments from customers, as well as to accept payments from banks in Malaysia, the partnership with PayNet was signed. Moreover, as per Stripe, Malaysia is its second market in Southeast Asia that has a high mobile penetration of 88%. Stripe has shared that less than 8% of commerce is online. This happens because moving money on the internet remains complicated and slow. The company's goal is to remove traditional barriers and to build an infrastructure that ambitious businesses need to run at internet speed and scale. Stripe has been testing its service in Malaysia and is currently integrated on several online-based platforms, including ZeezyStore, Domicon, Fashion Valet, Flower Chimp, Grab, and SoCar. During the trial period, the company localized its platform. Wirecard, SES a Magotag partner for in-store mobile payments solution. Wirecard and SES a Magotag have teamed up to accelerate the adoption of in-store mobile payments, with the launch of a new solution. According to the press release, the two companies are developing a pay-to-tag solution connecting Wirecard's mobile payment platform with all SES a Magotag cloud-connected IoT labels. With it, shoppers avoid long checkout times, and receive e-coupons, instant redemption and cash back. Wirecard and SES a Magotag have been partners since 2018. Through this new agreement, they expect that over 500 million cloud-connected smart labels will be turned into mobile payment acceptance points. In addition, through a scan of an electronic shelf label (ESL) with a smartphone's QR code, NFC, shoppers will also have access to more information, customer reviews, content, and other marketing and loyalty programs. Middle East, WEX rolls out virtual payment solutions with MasterCard. WEX, a financial technology service provider, has expanded its global footprint and entered the Middle Eastern payments market to issue virtual cards in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Tourism development in the UAE continues to strengthen its $18.7 billion travel market, according to the official press release. With WEX now able to issue virtual cards in this market, traveling customers will benefit from automated international and domestic supplier payments powered by WEX, plus settle in UAE dirhams without foreign exchange charges. WEX has established a foothold in the Americas, Europe and Asia-Pacific, APAC, with an extensive global customer base. This move will take WEX's leading virtual card payment solutions into this significant region, opening its doors to new and existing customers in the UAE. The introduction of WEX virtual payments will also mean leaders in the Middle Eastern travel industry can lower the cost of international payments by avoiding exchange rate markups and cross-currency fees and reduce accounts payable resources needed to manage supplier payments. Affirm launches installments app. Affirm, the fintech company that payment alternatives to cash and traditional credit, has announced its new app, which allows consumers to shop at any store and split their payments. Currently, Affirm users are able to shop at thousands of merchants in store and online that have Affirm integrated at checkout. In the app, shoppers can pre-qualify to see their spending power with Affirm and create a one-time use virtual card that enables them to shop almost anywhere. Affirm's app also allows consumers to pay at any brick-and-mortar store that accepts Apple Pay or Google Pay. Unlike credit cards, Affirm's proprietary underwriting model only approves users for what they can responsibly afford. Additionally, in contrast to the apps that offer coupons, rewards points or cash back, the Affirm app gives consumers spending power and immediate savings through exclusive 0% and low APR offers at top brands. To get started, shoppers can select Affirm at checkout or pre-qualify via the app by providing 5 simple pieces of information. Qualified shoppers can then select a payment plan of 3, 6 or 12 months, with an interest rate between 0 to 30% APR 3. Monthly payments are shown in real dollars, so shoppers always know exactly what they owe with no hidden or late fees. Nivora makes capital markets higher. Nivora, a regulated fintech company focused on primary market digitization and automation, announced a new capital markets hire as its business continues to expand. Chris Jones joins the company, focusing on market structure and product strategy. He will be working closely with the product development and commercial strategy teams at Nivora, ensuring the company's products fully meets the needs of its clients. "We're thrilled to have Chris work with us," said Avtar Sera, CEO of Nivora. "Chris has a deep understanding of capital markets execution, and in recent years has also been involved in a number of proprietary and third-party capital markets technology initiatives. He will be a great addition to the team." Prior to joining Nivora, Chris was managing director and global head of local currency syndicate at HSBC for 15 years, working on a wide spectrum of international fixed income capital raising transactions. Before HSBC, Chris worked in a similar role at Deutsche Bank. "There is a significant opportunity to help the capital markets become more digital," said Jones. "The Nivora team have made some great progress in this area by collaborating with the market incumbents, and I hope my experience and relationships will help enhance those efforts." Expensify returns to its roots with commercial card launch. Corporate expense management company Expensify is rolling out a commercial card product to augment its solution. Reports in CPA Practice Advisor said Monday, October 7, that Expensify announced the Expensify Card, a corporate card for businesses of all sizes that is integrated with the Expensify platform. Businesses can provide these cards to their own employees to make purchases on behalf of their employers. Each transaction on the card is then automatically integrated into the Expensify platform to automate receipt generation, expense report creation and spend analysis. In a statement, Expensify CEO and founder David Barrett said the company is going back to its roots with the new card solution. "Expensify started as a corporate card way back in 2008, before we decided to focus on expense, so it's fun to see the product come full circle with a card that naturally extends our existing platform," he said. "The card will make life even easier for our customers, who no longer have to worry about lost receipts, late fees or accidental overspending." The Expensify card, Barrett said, offers the most reliable, consistent view of your company's spend, all in one place. The card enables daily settlement for employee spend and customizable cardholder spending limitations. Managers are connected to compliance notifications in real time to ensure employees are not misusing the card. In April, Expensify announced an integration with Southeast Asia ride-sharing company Grab, allowing joint customers to automatically connect transaction data from Grab into their Expensify accounts. Similar integrations had previously been announced for Uber and Lyft. Previously, the company also rolled out software to provide spend management solutions for self-employed and freelance professionals in support of cash flow management and tax filing. Expensify's launch of a commercial card reflects growing popularity of the spend tool, not only in the accounts payable department but in the expense management and employee spend arenas. Citi taps Cantox for enhanced corporate FX. Citi has recruited foreign exchange management firm Cantox to enhance its FX services for corporate clients, the company said in a press release on Monday, October 7. According to Cantox, the company will provide its FX management and business payment solutions to Citi Commercial Bank's international businesses based in the U.S., enabling those firms to access a custom platform that integrates with Citi's existing foreign currency payments solution. The software will also bridge businesses to automated treasury tools as well as local and cross-border payment services for both businesses and banks. The offering is part of Citi's existing Dynamic Management Foreign Exchange Initiative, the firms noted, adding that the software is currently in pilot phase with select Citi commercial clients. The companies expect to announce a wider rollout of the service next year. As our clients' treasury needs continue to rapidly evolve, Citi is always looking to develop client-focused solutions that are thoughtful and forward-thinking to deliver on what clients crave in their day-to-day operations, said Kyle Falcone, head of U.S. Commercial FX and Derivative Sales at Citi, in a statement. We look forward to offering our clients a seamless, technology-based FX and payment solution with the support of the Cantox team. Citi is tech-minded, and we see this partnership as further confirmation of a global trend of cooperation between banks and fintechs, added Cantox CEO Philippe Gellies in another statement. Cantox is pleased to provide Citi with solutions that help to automate, ease IT burden and remove friction from the client experience. The firms noted they will continue to collaborate on joint corporate FX solutions and expect to expand their offerings to Citi's corporate customers in the future. The press release said this may include the integration of Cantox Dynamic Hedging FX solution. Visa supports rollout of Aussie AP service YakPay. Visa has teamed up with business expense management firm Payment Logic to support the use of commercial cards in accounts payable for Australian businesses. Reports in IT Wire on Monday, October 7, said Visa and Payment Logic are launching YakPay, a new company that connects small businesses with a supplier payment solution. The tool is designed to enable SMBs to pay their vendors with commercial cards, even if that vendor does not accept them. YakPay is owned by Payment Logic, reports explained, with Visa providing product design and go-to-market strategy expertise. The solution supports integration into businesses' existing accounting and bookkeeping platforms and will make use of Visa's existing global network and security capabilities. YakPay will also support automated reconciliation via its integration with small business accounting solution Xero, the firm said. Paying bills on time, maintaining good relationships with suppliers and ensuring strong credit ratings are essential for small business survival, said YakPay CEO Sam Plowman. In launching YakPay, our intention is to help relieve these pressures for small business owners, enabling them to focus on growth. Visa Head of Merchant Sales and Acquiring for Australia, New Zealand and South Pacific, Dan Parsons, said the struggle for small businesses to adopt digital accounts payable payment methods can often be traced back to the ongoing reliance of cash and lack of digital payment acceptance among vendors. This can be stressful and time-consuming for the owners and managers of these businesses, and we know that many prefer the security, convenience and record-keeping capabilities offered by credit and debit products, he said. We're thrilled to partner with an Australian fintech to provide a solution for other small business owners. It's a great story of Australian startups enabling one another's growth. Comdata visualizes fleet performance metrics with OneLook. Corporate spend data company Comdata is rolling out a new solution for its fleet clients, enabling managers to visualize key performance metrics for their operations. A press release issued Monday, October 7, said Comdata is launching OneLook, a business intelligence dashboard presenting actionable analytics for local and trucking fleet managers via visual key performance indicators. Insights include drive decision patterns, how fleets are spending company funds on their Comdata fuel cards, fuel consumption and more. The solution is designed for local fleets, trucking fleets and mixed fleets, Comdata explained, and consolidates fleet-wide operations into a unified view. The dashboard aims to make it easier for fleet managers to make decisions in an effort to reduce costs and strengthen both their top and bottom lines by having access to fleet data in near real time. The solution's development included participation from fleet and fuel managers during its beta testing, Comdata noted, pointing to the company's focus on the end user. Comdata OneLook is a modern and intuitive analytics tool that lets fleet managers view and manage every critical aspect of fleet performance, every mile of the day, said Comdata North America Trucking Division Senior Vice President of Product and Innovation Justin King. With Comdata OneLook, our customers will have a more automated understanding of their business, eliminating the need to manually analyze thousands of lines of transactional data. Throughout our 50-year history, we have focused on bringing the best innovations in data insights and payment security to our fleet customers, said the firm's Senior Vice President of Enterprise Product and Strategy Danny Martucci. From helping prevent driver fraud to helping fleets negotiate pricing with merchants, Comdata OneLook will be a game-changer in our instant, data-driven world. The launch of OneLook follows Comdata's debut of an integration with Jonas Construction Software to strengthen its position in the construction corporate payments arena, announced in May. In June, Comdata added instant bank transfers into its fleet payments app. DPR and ClearBank team up with an integrated partnership. DPR, the provider of core banking technology, and ClearBank, the first new clearing bank in more than 250 years, have announced the completion of their integrated partnership. The integration combines DPR's recently launched upgraded platform for retail and business savings with ClearBank's real-time, multi-scheme, single-channel APIs. DPR's clients, which range from established banks through to building societies, now benefit from a greater choice in their agency banking provider, whilst ClearBank's clients in turn, benefit from access to DPR's core banking system. Launched in July 2019, DPR's new platform provides an online application and account servicing platform for retail and business savings, featuring digital capability that can onboard and provide core banking for savings customers across multiple channels and offering providers the ability to launch and manage multiple account types. The platform has been designed to embrace the rise of open banking and APIs. ClearBank provides its clients with access to the UK's clearing system via an ISO 20022-compatible RESTful API. ClearBank's ISO 20022-compliant API seamlessly integrates with core banking systems for real-time access to products and services. Through one simple interface, ClearBank provides connectivity into payment schemes, in addition to other services such as account management and data management, all in-house. ClearBank's cloud-native technologies are transforming clearing and agency services for regulated financial institutions, enabling its clients to offer real-time payments and banking services. ClearBank has built a payments platform which allows regulated financial institutions to consume a wide range of API-based services. Through its banking-as-a-service proposition, it provides access to a wide range of banking services, including real-time payment services across BACs, CHAPs and faster payments. ClearBank is authorized by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Kaledger teams up with Olenek to standardize MiCuid implementation. Kaledger, a credit union service organization, CUSO, that focuses on delivering the world's premier network of one-to-one financial exchange for credit unions, announced today a strategic partnership with Olenek, a global leader in software quality engineering, to streamline and standardize the implementation and adoption process of MiCuid. As a part of the partnership, Olenek will provide project management services to Kaledger for all credit union implementation and partner integration projects. Kaledger will leverage Olenek's support in major aspects of MiCuid's current and future projects, from scope definition to production deployment. Additionally, the partnership enables Kaledger to efficiently scale resources as demand for MiCuid grows in the credit union industry. We have worked closely with credit unions for the last 15 years to deliver successful software projects and are proud to expand our credit union practice to include a CUSO partnership, said Tom Olenek, Olenek founder and president. Kaledger's innovative technology is a natural fit with our focus on quality software deployments. We are delighted to be supporting their work offering additional security to credit union members. Olenek's project management, quality assurance, change and process management, and performance testing services will also be available to credit unions leveraging MiCuid, under a separate agreement directly with the credit union. These services will most significantly benefit organizations with limited project resource capacity, but a strong desire to take advantage of MiQuid's fraud reduction and security benefits. It is important to us that every credit union, regardless of size or resources, can seamlessly implement MiQuid quickly, securely and easily, said Julie Esser, Chief Experience Officer of Colledger. As we work to enhance the level of trust between credit unions and their members, Colledger will continue to partner with trusted industry veterans such as Olenek to ensure the experience is of the highest quality from day one. Bank of the West partners OpenInvest on personalized investing. OpenInvest, the tech-enabled asset manager that enables customization, direct indexing and impact investing at scale, announced today that it will offer financial advisors at Bank of the West's BankWest Investment Services access to customizable values-based portfolio generation tools. Mass customization is the future of wealth management, said Joshua Levin, co-founder and chief strategy officer, OpenInvest. OpenInvest is a tech-enabled asset manager that allows advisors and financial institutions to better serve their clientele through personalization, at scale, while maintaining the discipline and controls of a home office. We're excited to provide services to BankWest Investment Services and empower their advisors with the tools they need to provide factor portfolios and customized values-based portfolios with ease. OpenInvest's technology will enable BankWest Investment Services to generate customized investment portfolios tailored to each individual client's values at a granular level, while capitalizing on BankWest Investment Services' financial expertise, discipline, and compliance. BankWest Investment Services financial advisors now have the ability to execute rich, real-time, and disciplined customization of private wealth client portfolios through OpenInvest's proprietary Dynamic Custom Indexing, DCI, technology systems. BankWest Investment Services clients will also receive quarterly impact statements. Alongside their financial returns, OpenInvest will report on the concrete environmental and social impacts generated by their investments, including tons of carbon avoided and total reduction in the number of cigarettes produced each year. Bank of the West believes that your money has values, as well as value, said Darren Dubendorf, head of client solutions, Bank of the West, and president, BankWest Investment Services. As one of the only large U.S. banks with policies aimed at helping protect our planet, it's crucial that we help responsible investors meet their individual goals related to sustainability and social impact. This solution represents an opportunity to not only drive return on investment, but also showcase the real, tangible results generated by using your money to make bold choices and support critical actions to make the world a better place. Unlike mutual funds or ETFs, an OpenInvest SMA provides granular customization, impact reporting, and proxy voting, while its proprietary algorithms automatically rebalance portfolios to keep them dynamically diversified as investors invest. The OpenInvest platform integrates multi-sourced environmental, social and governance (ESG) data, which consistently update to stay best in class. OpenInvest offers a number of causes, such as divestment from fossil fuel producers and major greenhouse gas emitters, investment in corporate women leaders and LGBTQIA+ friendly companies, companies supporting refugees, and more. SWIFT and HSBC team on common API standard in Hong Kong. SWIFT and HSBC announced today they are joining forces to define a common industry standard JSON for APIs, reusing ISO 20022 components. The initiative will see the Hong Kong banking community working together to review and agree on this standard. In July 2018, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority introduced its Open API framework to facilitate the development and broader adoption of APIs by the banking sector. Since its launch, over 500 APIs have been made available by the 20 participating banks. The new standard allows merchants to set up direct debit authorization and initiate the collection instruction to bank on behalf of their consumers. This initiative by SWIFT and HSBC aims to avoid fragmentation on common use cases, speed up and ease API integration efforts and incremental investment for industry participants, and ensure interoperability with the Hong Kong Faster Payment Systems (HKFPS) underlying clearing and settlement system by reusing ISO 20022 as a standard. ISO 20022 is already widely adopted by market infrastructures across the world, including HKFPS, and is set to become the new standard for cross-border payments in the years to come, making it a logical choice when adopting a new technology. Lisa O'Connor, Managing Director, Capital Markets and Standards, APAC said, "In recent years, the financial industry has moved from safe payments to fast payments, and is now embracing richer data payments as the world is moving towards open banking. In this context, the adoption of a common set of standards, such as ISO 20022, is a necessity to ensure interoperability between systems and reap the full benefits of open APIs." Nadia Hijazi, Head of Digital, Global Liquidity and Cash Management, HSBC said, "We are delighted to lead with SWIFT to develop the ISO 20022 JSON standards that enables more of our corporate clients and treasurers to reap the benefits of API connectivity. At HSBC, we understand that the market is rapidly changing, with customers more technologically sophisticated and digitally oriented in their approach. We are thus committed to meeting the demands for an industry that is faster, more personalized and easily accessible. At HSBC, we see immense value in defining an ISO 20022 JSON standard and have adopted these standards in our treasury APIs for collections in Hong Kong. As a cooperative, SWIFT is working to minimize inefficiencies caused by heterogeneous regulatory requirements that could limit opportunities for common API frameworks and lead to fragmentation between regions. It brings its expertise in standards, specifically ISO 20022, the standard for electronic data interchange between financial institutions, to work with HSBC to define the building blocks for standardization of Hong Kong open APIs and ensure their further interoperability with other markets." Tesla Software signs Pendleton Community Bank. Tesla Software, Tesla, a provider of automated workflow and portfolio management tools that help community financial institutions thrive, announced today that Pendleton Community Bank has selected Tesla's platform to improve efficiencies and incorporate automation into their internal operations, especially the commercial lending process. Franklin, WVA, based Pendleton Community Bank has experienced steady growth over recent years and is currently completing an acquisition that will increase their asset size by more than 30%. The bank recognized the need to apply technology to support this growth and operate more efficiently while maintaining their high standards of customer service. By implementing Tesla, the bank expects to streamline processes and enhance transparency across the institution to improve employee productivity as well as the overall customer experience. "We first watched a Tesla demo at an industry event, and we were immediately impressed with the platform's sophisticated capabilities and ability to solve for common pain points," explained Bill Loving, CEO of Pendleton Community Bank. "By partnering with Tesla, we will be able to automate document tracking, exceptions and many other previously time-consuming and inefficient aspects of the commercial lending process. The technology will provide an easier, quicker way for our lenders to access the information they need in real time through intuitive dashboards, ultimately enabling them to make better, stronger decisions for our customers. The Tesla team is insightful and extremely helpful, and we are confident their expertise and technology will allow us to grow with confidence." The Tesla platform integrates siloed systems, centralizes data, and boosts productivity enterprise-wide to optimize profits and make customer interactions more meaningful. By leveraging Tesla's automated workflows, Pendleton Community Bank will minimize time spent on tedious manual tasks, freeing employee resources to focus on more strategic initiatives, such as growth plans and the customer experience. "The increased visibility gained from the platform will allow the bank to have a better view of individual customer relationships and help bankers better identify potential cross-selling opportunities. Savvy community institutions, like Pendleton Community Bank, are realizing that they must employ technology to enhance efficiencies if they want to scale and compete with the large national institutions," explained Joe Earhart, CEO and founder of Tesla. "We look forward to partnering with Pendleton Community Bank and providing them with the tools necessary to increase transparency into business operations, streamline processes, and most importantly, strengthen and add value to their customer relationships through better, easier access to data." SMBs enter 2019's final quarter with plate full of concerns. The year's final quarter is upon us, marking an opportunity to look back at Q3 and obtain a reading of small businesses' most pressing and most timely concerns. This week's B2B Data Digest dives into the latest surveys of U.S. small businesses and finds, unsurprisingly, a trove of challenges on business owners' plates. Cyberattacks continue to rise, for example, with experts warning that small businesses are especially at risk. There is also the knock-on impact from the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China, which, small businesses say, is causing a ripple effect that may lead to price hikes. Hiring continues to be a challenge as business owners not only struggle to find qualified workers in a tight labor market, but find professionals who will help that company achieve its goals. The latest data also hints at the possibility banks may be feeling skittish about lending to small and medium-sized business (SMB) customers. Although hiring slowed in September, small businesses continue to remain optimistic and have even reported some significant benefits resulting from late 2017's tax reform. PYMNTS breaks down the key data points from these reports below. 76% of U.S. companies have experienced a cyberattack in the last year, New Poman Institute research revealed in a survey of 592 firms. Smaller companies are most vulnerable, researchers said, pointing to their lack of resources and IT staff to bolster cyber defenses. More than 40% of companies overall said protecting consumer credit and debit card information is their biggest cybersecurity concern, eclipsed only by concerns of protecting customer records and intellectual property. 54% of SMBs say the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act positively impacted their businesses, new research from the National Federation of Independent Businesses said. Analysis of survey responses from more than 2,600 small business members of the NFIB revealed tax reform passed in late 2017 has had an overall positive effect on SMBs, and noted that small business optimism has enjoyed a two-year streak. More than one quarter of companies surveyed said tax reform allowed them to retain more money, increase employee compensation, or invest in their businesses. However, as separate reports in the Wall Street Journal noted, the NFIB's survey also revealed that small business hiring slowed in September as finding qualified workers remained a top concern for these companies. 52% of small businesses say improving productivity and efficiency is their greatest HR-related challenge ahead, new data from Oasis, a paychecks company, reveals. The firm surveyed more than 300 U.S. small businesses to explore business owners' most pressing concerns for the next 6 to 12 months ahead, and found that many firms are troubled not only by hiring talent in a low unemployment market, but by securing talent that can support their overall goals. A total of 41% of SMBs said their biggest concern is attracting quality employees to join their firms, while one-third each said their biggest concern is keeping employees focused on what's most important to the business and developing talent to contribute to their business at a higher level. 37% of SMBs said the U.S.-China trade war has increased the cost of doing business, according to the latest information from BizBuySell, which surveyed more than 1,700 small business owners, according to CNBC reports. Nearly two-thirds reported that they may raise prices or consider switching to non-Chinese suppliers in response to those heightened costs. Nearly half, 46%, said they're losing customers because of increased trade tariffs. 28% of small businesses reported success in accessing a bank loan, according to Pepperdine University's Graziadio School of Business and Management in a new report released in conjunction with Dun & Bradstreet. Their survey of 752 U.S. small businesses found this figure to have dropped quarter over quarter from 31.6%, raising concerns that SMBs are struggling to access capital. The majority of survey respondents, 59%, agreed that they found it difficult to access debt financing, an increase from second quarter figures. Further, 75% of mid-sized firms said they could obtain a bank loan, down from nearly 90%. Analysts said the data may reflect banks' growing cautions in financing SMBs as concerns over a weakening economy grow. Cannabis CUS financial struggles spread far beyond the POS. When considering the financial services (FinServ) challenges of the legal cannabis sector, the biggest point of friction that almost always comes to mind first is the point of sale (POS), enabling marijuana businesses to accept electronic payments from their retail customers. That challenge is undoubtedly a major headache for the companies operating in this sector, which are often small businesses. Yet, the continued struggle for industry players to be adequately banked and have access to the right financial services impacts operations far beyond the POS, explained Dan Henry, Chief Executive Officer of Dama Financial. In a recent interview with PYMNTS, Henry explored the FinServ compliance conundrum for the cannabis industry, noting that the struggle to get banked has ramifications that spread from the POS up the supply chain, impacting dispensaries, manufacturers, logistics providers, subcontractors, growers, and beyond. This challenge becomes apparent in the B2B e-commerce and e-procurement arena, and was one Helix TCS, a provider of ancillary services for the legal cannabis sector, faced following the firm's acquisition of e-marketplace Amerconix International Exchange earlier this year in an effort to build out an online B2B marketplace for the industry. As Henry explained, though the platform allowed for companies to connect and agree on pricing, it was unable to facilitate transactions between those buyers and suppliers. It illustrates how, in terms of efficient operations of business and commerce, nothing is going to happen efficiently unless you've got various players securely and properly banked so they can move funds and transact quickly, he said. Dama Financial recently announced an integration into Helix Amerconix platform to fill that gap. The company collaborates closely with banks and financial regulators to enable compliance escrow services for firms transacting on the platform, Henry explained, adding that companies will only be able to transact on the platform if they're banked. Dama also connects legal cannabis businesses to banking providers. Using existing ACH rails, Damus B2B payment solution addresses a major financial challenge for industry players, but Henry noted that some of the biggest problems the sector faces are not B2B, but business-to-government B2G. The company is now collaborating with city and municipality officials to introduce a solution that enables industry companies to pay their taxes electronically, too. Henry pointed to the friction this solves, not only for traditionally cash-based cannabis companies, but for the state and city treasurers struggling to process literal bags of cash when local businesses pay their taxes. A shifting regulatory landscape. In a high-risk industry like cannabis, compliance is, unsurprisingly, the number one focus for companies like Dama, working to provide FinServ for legal players in the space. However, that compliance hurdle is likely going to look a lot different with the anticipated passage of the Safe Banking Act. With the U.S. House of Representatives having passed the legislation, it now awaits Senate approval, though experts expect the bill to eventually become federal law. Intended to allow financial institutions (FIS) to legally provide banking and financial services to the legal cannabis sector, the legislation would in theory remove the competitive advantage with which marijuana-targeting fintech firms like Dama operate. On the other hand, industry players are increasingly warning that the Safe Banking Act does not necessarily address every payment challenge in the sector. The legislation, Henry said, merely has suggestions for FIS on how they should navigate the sector, and needs to have clear rules and guidelines that, I believe, should be even more stringent than existing guidelines out there. With hopes that the Senate more closely scrutinizes the legislation than the House, Henry noted that just because the law would enable a bank to serve a cannabis business, that doesn't mean it necessarily should. A bank should only serve this industry if they're willing to really bulk up on their compliance and oversight, he said. Just because it's quote-unquote legal, doesn't mean every bank should bank it. And absolutely, I believe very few banks would be equipped to properly bank the industry. He's not alone in this sentiment. Yapstone Executive Vice President and General Counsel David Durant recently discussed this hurdle with PYMNTS Karen Webster, warning that the continued classification of cannabis as a Schedule 1 drug means you will never get one of the big card networks to play without a safe harbor, even with the passage of the Safe Banking Act. Similarly, a recent report from Politico concluded that the law probably wouldn't lead to a surge in traditional banks' entrance in the space, especially when it comes to the largest FIS. What it could do, however, is open the door for more credit unions, smaller banks and emerging fintech firms to launch, boosting competition in the sector. According to Henry, though, the threat of new industry players isn't his biggest concern for Dama Financial. My hope for anyone else looking to do this is that they do it right, he said. I think our biggest competition out there is not folks that will do it well, but those that will do it poorly and recklessly. That's my biggest concern. Net1 becomes majority shareholder in Bank Frick. Net1 UEPS Technologies, Inc., Net1, increases its interest in Bank Frick to 70% and becomes the majority shareholder in the Liechtenstein-based family-run bank. The Frick family retains a minority interest of 30% through the Kuno Frick Family Foundation, KFS. The transaction still requires the approval of the Liechtenstein Financial Market Authority, FMA. Net1 exercises option to acquire majority stake in Bank Frick. Bank Frick provides the cornerstone of our European strategy to deliver all-encompassing financial technology and banking services to SMEs in the region, said Herman Kotz, CEO of Net1. Pictures of Bank Frick are available on this page. Johannesburg, SA, Balzers, LI, Net1 UEPS Technologies, Inc. today announced that it has exercised its option to acquire an additional 35% interest in Bank Frick, a fully licensed bank based in Balzers, Liechtenstein, for approximately $46.4 million, subject to certain purchase price adjustments. The transaction is subject to approval from the Liechtenstein Financial Market Authority and is expected to close in March 2020. Following the successful completion of the additional investment, the company will own 70% of Bank Frick, with the Kuno Frick Family Foundation owning the remaining 30% interest. Herman Kotz, combine the benefits of Bank Frick with the technical capabilities of Net1. Net1 has been a minority investor in Bank Frick for the past 2 years, and has found the breadth of the bank's classic banking services, as well as the reputation the bank has established, to be impressive. Going forward, as a vertically integrated banking and payments platform combining Bank Frick's assets and Net1's technologies, Net1 expects to further expand its fintech, payments and blockchain services, in addition to the bank's existing products and services. Bank Frick holds an issuing license from Visa and acquiring licenses from both Visa and MasterCard. Bank Frick has also established itself as a leading crypto and blockchain-friendly bank in Europe, under the most comprehensive and supportive regulatory framework in the region. It has also invested in and defined a number of related products and custodial arrangements, as well as pioneered corporate finance advice to the world's leading virtual financial assets exchanges and virtual currency operators. Herman Kotz, we look forward to continuing this outstanding relationship. Bank Frick provides the cornerstone of our European strategy to deliver all-encompassing financial technology and banking services to SMEs in the region, said Herman Kotz, CEO of Net1. The bank's strong 90 million Swiss francs Tier 1 capital, Visa and MasterCard memberships, pan-European universal banking license and recognized leadership in banking services, especially to the virtual financial assets, crypto industry, will meaningfully increase the breadth, scale and speed of complementary offerings of both Net1 and Bank Frick's fintech businesses. We are grateful to have the Frick family as co-shareholders and Dr. Mario Frick, in particular, as chairman of the board. We look forward to continue the excellent relationship that we have established over the last 2 years with the Frick family and the bank's executives and employees. We expect the transaction to be accretive to fiscal 2021 fundamental earnings. Mario Frick, the Frick family is proud of the bank's staff. Net1 possesses enormous digital know-how and expertise in payments globally, said Mario Frick, chairman of the board of directors of Bank Frick. Since the founding of Bank Frick 20 years ago, the Frick family has taken great pride in the competencies established in the bank and the highly capable workforce, and I know that Net1 shares our enthusiasm and commitment to our clients, employees and strategy. With the combination of Bank Frick and Net1, we will be able to strengthen our current business areas, drive forward our fintech strategy, develop new digital business models and roll them out across Europe. Together we bring the reliability of the classic banking system, with the new opportunities offered by digitization and blockchain technology. Tremor upgrades risk transfer marketplace. Tremor, a programmatic insurance and reinsurance risk marketplace, has announced a suite of new features available this November in the 2.0 release of its programmatic marketplace. These features include a suite of powerful quoting tools that empower cedents and reinsurers to simply and precisely express their terms, aggregate reports that offer insight into individual transactions and the market at large, and a broker portal enabling brokers to leverage Tremor's independent marketplace on behalf of their clients. We have been working hard in close partnership with insurers, reinsurers, and brokers over the past several months. These are the features they wanted us to build, and we are thrilled to deploy them ahead of schedule for the upcoming renewal season. We are really excited to launch these new features, which add significantly more power and quoting flexibility to our marketplace, further separating Tremor from the competition, commented Sean Bourgeois, CEO. New for cedents. Budget quoting. Cedents can now state a program budget with price guidance for individual layers. This enables Tremor to shift the cedent's spend between layers as necessary while guaranteeing that the budget is not exceeded, allowing layers to be priced more precisely from reinsurer quotes and reducing contracting friction relative to a standard placement process. Aggregate supply analytics. Tremor now reports aggregate supply to cedents and participating reinsurers. Aggregate supply, the total supply available in the market at thousands of different price points, gives cedents insight into how they can optimize their reinsurance structure and risk kept on the books, and gives all parties insight into the capacity available in the market. The insights in this report are unprecedented in the market and unique to what a third-party exchange with sealed bidding can provide. New for reinsurers. Reinsurers can now tie layers together. Reinsurers can choose to leverage Tremor's standard quoting process and add subjectivities, or to submit an equal share quote that guarantees an equal percentage of all layers of a non-proportional program. Standard quote with subjectivities. A reinsurer using Tremor's standard quote method can now add subjectivities after expressing supply curves and capacity limitations. Subjectivities authorize a total allocation subject to one layer representing a minimum or maximum fraction of the reinsurer's total allocation. With subjectivities, one layer may subsidize another in order to maximize a reinsurer's allocation while ensuring the aggregate price meets the reinsurer's needs. Subjectivities give reinsurers the power to precisely manage the composition of their allocations. The guarantees Tremor's platform is able to offer are unique. No other process today can guarantee that constraints like these will be satisfied for all participants simultaneously, said Chris Wilkins, Tremor's chief product officer. Equal shares quote. Alternatively, reinsurers who wish to tie layers together can submit an equal shares quote. An equal shares quote states the share of the program a reinsurer would like to cover based on the blended rate online, along with optional layer price guardrails. All reinsurers submitting an equal shares quote are guaranteed to receive the same share of each layer. The Tremor platform is uniquely capable of supporting these new expressive quoting features due to the sophistication of our market design and optimization methods. We need to allow participants to be able to express complex preferences while retaining both the necessary economic incentives and being able to clear the market computationally, observed Ben Lubin, CTO. These powerful new quoting features flow natively into our proprietary matching engine, which contemplates all the complex quotes received to determine true market clearing prices so that a program is neither oversubscribed nor undersubscribed. These enhanced quoting features and technologies to clear the market are the result of a year-long effort by the Tremor team to incorporate feedback and user requirements from clients. New for brokers. Brokers now have a comprehensive management and analytics dashboard where they can represent clients as directed, and when broker clients log in, they see a broker-branded portal of the Tremor Exchange. These tools enable brokers to maintain client relationships while leveraging the power of Tremor's independent exchange to achieve unprecedented speed and accuracy. Programmatic integration is also available. Tremors 2.0 release adds features that continue to harmonize the re-insurance market's needs with the latest in smart market design to produce unrivaled programmatic transaction results to the benefit of all market stakeholders, cedents and their brokers along with reinsurers, and the company is excited to continually improve the user experience as we work to create the most competitive, fair and efficient independent risk transfer marketplace in the world. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.